Blog Talk Radio.
I got you looking. I got you looking. On me like I'm an incomplete pyramid, cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all noticed it. So far from limited, platinum without a hit. My triple nav grind, that whole Benz lit. Acting like you on my team when you's a lying shit. Your fake game is weak, hater, you need to quit. I work hard for what I got, and so deserving it. The best is in my future, now that's a perfect fit. My swag balling, rhyme swishing like a chef, my verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shookin'. It's my fault. Now she hookin'. Her snatch is wet while she tookin'. Stuck on stoop like she from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent for the bookin'. Yeah,
Matt Franco, aka Big Stats. I relax your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you, too, says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSSP, does that look you right? It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Bar Part 2 with Primo and the MSSP crew. And all the chicks they wanna screw. Hit me and skip the soup. So now, girl, you know what to do.
Looking, and that was a track by my group, the MSFP crew, featuring the homeboy Primo, also called Get 'Em Looking. We got a great show for you. We're gonna really rock this one out. We're having a rocking interview with a rock singer, Brandon. He should be calling in shortly. While we wait for him, let's get a little sneak peek of his song, Brooklyn.
Yeah.
think we got our guest online with us. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We're doing good. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Well, since we were just playing a little bit of that song, Brooklyn, we'll play it again in its entirety after this. But tell us about that song real quick.
Well, it's a great song. It was written by Phoebe McLaren and Mitch Allen. Mitch Allen's a friend of mine from Baltimore, Maryland. I'm from Towson. Grew up back in the mid-Atlantic. And Mitch was in a band, Honor Among Thieves, and I was in a band, Crushing Day, back then. And this is like actually around the turn of the century, right around 2000, 1999. And then Mitch went into SR-71 and then turned into a very successful songwriter in L.A. And then hooked up with Stephen McMorrin, and they formed the band Satellite, which disbanded as Stephen signed with Nashville Disney and moved out of L.A. and went to Nashville. So there's these, 13 great songs, and I kind of had a love affair with four or five of them. So I said, send me, one, two, as many as you can, and then I'd love to record them. So, if you've seen my website, I've got probably 15 of my own songs, 12, 13 of them, that I think are great. And then, to be able to add these three, and one of them being Brooklyn, which is just my favorite song, it's been an honor.
Well, with that, I'd actually like it if would you like to do the honors to introduce the song?
Yeah. Which one are you playing? Are you playing Brooklyn again? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. This is 4 minutes of fun here. This is Brooklyn, performed by yours truly, Brandon Shudo, and written by Stephen McMorrin and Mitch Allen.
All right, here it is.
That's not coming.
guest, Brandon, with Brooklyn. That was a great track.
Thank you.
And I could hear some sort of inspirations that you might have that are out there right now, but I was just wondering, who do you feel are your inspirations musically?
Well, I pull a lot from, I have to say, Bono from U2, vocally. One of my favorite
songs.
A little bit of Chris Isaak, I think I hear in that track as well. But John Lennon, Paul McCartney, of course, songwriting-wise. The next song, or the other song that I had sent you, is a little bit more Beatlesque, I guess I would have to say. But, all in all, there's a plethora of influences. I think we all have influences, perhaps we don't even realize. My uncle was in 1979 to Epic Records and toured the U.S. and Japan and did pretty well, and then ended up in a river band for 10 years. So one of my major influences is maybe him. I haven't heard his stuff ever since I was pretty much able to walk. I was, a very, very young kid, and hearing music. He was signed and into music before I was even born. So I kind of came into it, and my dad's his older brother, and we've always had the guitars around the house and singing, and it's always been going on as long as I can remember.
Well, I could definitely hear the Bono inspiration. Another one that kind of, just from the sound of it, that you didn't mention that really felt like there's a little R.E.M. inspiration too.
Yeah, well, I love those guys. Yeah, that was a very nice compliment there. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, love R.E.M. Great band out of the Athens, Georgia, right? A little bit north of me. I'm in Southwest Florida these days. Beautiful down here. But where are you? Are you in Los Angeles?
Yeah. But awesome. I definitely know about the Florida weather. In my earlier college life, I lived there for 3 years out in Davie, which is like a cool suburb town of Fort Lauderdale.
Gotcha. Yep. Okay. Yeah, it's great. 6 months out of the year. The other 6 months is pretty brutal. We're going into it right now. So hopefully I'll be out to see you in a couple months. I'm trying to get out west or up to New York. So I'm trying to get an audition on The Voice, actually. I have a VIP audition set up, and I know you've had experience with those types of situations, and maybe after the show I can get in touch with you and get some pointers from you on what I can do.
Sure. I'm glad I'm honored you actually did your research.
Of course, absolutely.
Earlier in the week you mentioned that about maybe bringing on a guitar with you. Would it be possible to get an acoustic performance of a song that you haven't submitted to us? Like,
yeah, sure.
That you haven't had submitted to us?
Yeah. I can, no problem. I have my guitar here. I was somewhat prepared thinking that may happen. Just give me a second to pick it up. I was trying to hear you in my car with my Bluetooth.
All right.
That's okay. Let me use the guitar. This song that I'm going to play for you is called Love Struck. If you get a chance to get to my website, it's just BASCIUTO.com. And this song is there. This is one of the first songs I think I ever wrote. Can you hear me well enough?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's see what we got here. Make sure we're in tune. Close enough. Only a touch will heal my heart. Although the wound is clean, there is sharp. You are alive, all is pain. The light I truly see shines in your face. Your beauty shakes me, I want your dreams. Straight to my heart, it shattered. Part of your body, part of your soul. All that I say, you would offset on your own. Your beauty shakes me, I want victory. Straight to my heart, shot it.
I just recently created my own LinkedIn page because various connects from both doing the radio and music production that I've had over the years kept hollering at me, sending me emails, join us, connect with me on LinkedIn. So I finally gave in and created my own LinkedIn page just like 3-4 days ago.
Well, there you go. You're in. That's a good thing for you. So with music production and everything like that, I'm sure you have a lot going on. Are you still?
Yeah.
Right. I love hip hop, and I'd love to have some collaborations working with hip hop artists because some of the new stuff I'm writing, I can't stop hearing someone coming in and rapping. It seems like my music has like a pause in it where there's parts where I hear that and I just can't get it out of my head. It's been happening the last few months more and more. So maybe one day we can do some collaborating with some of these rap artists or whatnot. I would love to do that as well.
Well, I was thinking maybe then before I play, and we'll close out with Living and Lie.
Yeah.
I loved what you did there acoustically, and I love that song Brooklyn, and I'm in a co-ed hip-hop duo, known as MSFP Crew. Did a song a while back with a good friend of ours known as Primo. I'd love to get, if you don't mind, I'd love to play that song for you right now. And maybe there's a chance of a possible MSFP Crew Brandon collaboration.
Hey, let's hear it.
All right. This is MSFP Crew featuring Primo with Got 'Em Looking.
I got you looking. I got you looking. On me, like I'm an incomplete pyramid, cause my swag is on top. Yeah, I know y'all notice it. So far from limited, platinum without a hit. My trip on that grind, that whole bin slip. Acting like you on my team when you's a lying shit. Your fake game is weak, hater, you need to quit. I work hard for what I got, and so deserving it. The best is in my future, now that's a perfect fit. My swag ballin', rhyme swishing. Like a chef, my verse is cooking. When I thrust, the bed shooking. It's my fault. Now she hooking. Her snatch is wet while she tookin'. Stuck on stoop, like she's from Brooklyn. I'm the best, y'all still rookin'. Call my agent for the bookin'. Yeah.
Matt Franco, aka Big Stats. I relaxed your mind and let your body reach climax. And even you too says I got J-Lo wet. Don't you know that this is a fucking set? MSFP does that pussy right. It's like medicine to make you feel alright. This beat like Hot Bar Part 2 with Primo and the MSFP crew. And all the chicks they want it through. Hit me and skip the tune. So now girl, you know what to do.
that was my group, MSFP Crew, featuring Primo. What do you think of that?
I heard the word Brooklyn in there. I thought it was great, man. I thought it was very memorable and had a good beat to it, good hook. Love to meet Primo, and would love to talk to you more about working with someone that could put some raps to some of the newer stuff I'm writing.
All right. I'll definitely get you in contact with him. Tell us about this song, Living a Lie.
Yeah, Living a Lie. Well, this one's real personal. All these songs are little places in history, really. They're just like markers of, mile markers of your life. And it's pretty much the mile marker of what I call my turbulent 20s. And, I kind of just wanted to be able to say I lived through it and did everything and tried everything, I guess. And, at some point along the way, I got a little bit off the road and wasn't living right. And I wrote this song about the struggle and getting back to normal and how hard it was and how thankful I am that I'm here.
All right. So here it is. From our very own guest here today, Brandon, here it is, Living a Lie.
Bye.
That was our guest today, Brandon, with Living a Lie.
Yes, thank you very much.
And I have two last questions for you before we conclude.
Okay.
One is for any of these songs, is there any plan or is there already a music video that can be found for any of these songs?
When you go to bashuto.com, there are videos of me performing them live, but I don't have anything yet that I have planned for complete production music videos at this point. It kind of depends on what goes on in June. Like I said, I'm working on this audition through Nick Nolte Casting and Monty Littman at Universal. He's president of Universal, a friend of my uncle's, and just, you know, as you know, you can't get signed unless you have at least 13 to 15,000 sales of record sales. They won't even look at you. So being that I kind of took some time to get my plan B in action over the last 6-7 years, you know, my crowd and my mailing list is, you know, I have to sit down and enter it in by hand because, you know, when I had my band and my big following, I used to take a little clipboard out. Well, you know, that was 6 to 10 years ago. So I have a huge mailing list. I have to actually enter it in and get that stuff going before I would, you know, start investing time into doing the music video. And again, it depends on what happens in June. But right now, nothing. But you on my website there, I have tons of live footage. Some of them even have, I just turned the backing tracks on with my PA and sang with that. So it sounds pretty cool. But it's one take and it's live. So you can see how I sound live. So I have a question for you. Which song did you like the best?
It's a tough. I actually liked all of them a lot, but for me, if I had to, it's a toss-up between Brooklyn and the one you did acoustically. I might have to go with the one you did acoustically, only from the standpoint of doing music production. Where I definitely know the pressures of having to do something fully live, whether it's an acoustic set or it's performing in a cappella, and to just hear the raw quality from a producer standpoint, that's something that always impresses me because, I mean, I know, like I said before, I know the pressures of doing something fully live and, you know.
It's hard to get the best.
And, you know,
it's hard to get the best.
So the pressures of what's going on in your environment on that particular day, and, you know.
Yeah,
so,
you're right. Yeah, I appreciate that. Love Struck is definitely, again, one of the first songs I wrote, and it's changed, and, you know, it's evolved and mutated, and it's finally, I would say, finished. You know, there's a neurotic streak in all of us whereby we try to take every song and make it better and better and better, and sometimes you have to close the book. I'm better if I just keep myself moving, you know, and that's exactly what I've been doing is writing new stuff. But I tweak
well,
that enough. I
can relate to what you just said. MSFP crew, we were in the big studio doing some mixing and mastering of a solo song for the female half of MSFP crew, Skippa, who's doing this big feature that's going to be a big part of our next station compilation album. So even though it's her solo song, there's a lot of pressure riding on me for this one because it was using as an advertising point. And so sometimes I know what you mean, that sometimes you just have to almost step away from a project and then come back for a second listen to just get a fresh perspective.
Correct. It gets nervous, like it really does, you know, if you don't step away. And even if you do step away, try to stay away for as long as you can to get a real fresh, you know, 2 days is enough. It takes a 2 week period or something just to let us sit and then come back to it. So, you know, I did that with Love Struck several times, and I finally gotten it to the point where I know when I'm going to go to my falsetto. I know when I'm going to hit the note. I know when I'm going to dynamically bring it up and down. So, you know, it takes a while. But it's still hard when you have to do it and, you know, sit your phone down and tune the guitar real quick and change, you know, where you thought you were going to sit and whatnot. But at the same time, you know, just singing it out into the blogosphere. At the same time, it's much easier to play a song that I know is good, like from Steven and my friend Mitch. I know Brooklyn's good. When I play my stuff, you know, because I've never recorded anyone else's songs, except that I've recorded a few of my uncles, you know, in the past. But mostly everything I've recorded, I've written. But these songs that were, you know, sent to me were just gems that I love and nobody's really heard because, you know, like I said, Steven signed with Disney Nashville. So, you know, the band Satellite is kind of defunct. But if you want to hear Steven's version of Brooklyn, just look up Brooklyn by Satellite. And you can see why I appreciated the song. I mean, his voice is great. Stephen McMorrin, him and my friend Mitch and Josh Donahue, they really did a great job on that whole CD. There's a lot of good stuff on that. But, you know, at this point, band's defunct, and I get an opportunity to sing some of their tracks. So it's an honor, and hopefully it catches on for me.
Well, I'm definitely going to check that out, and it was great talking with you. I look forward to getting you on one of our Rockin' Weekend show for a follow-up at some point in time. So we'll definitely be in touch. And
I appreciate your listeners giving me the time and the platform. Thank you.
All right. And to the listeners, I just want to say you can find past and present episodes of Big Stats Idol Hour by going to BigStatsIdolHour.com or by going to our parent website, MSFPInc.com. That's MSFPInc.com. We can check out past and present episodes of Big Stats Idol Hour, hear music by my group, the MSFP crew, as well as music that I produce, see all the projects I'm involved with, and while you're there at MSFPInc.com, that's MSFPInc.com, be sure to scroll to the bottom of the page and click on that beautiful yellow donate button. We're working on starting a foundation, the Big Stats Cares Foundation, that benefits special needs children through music education. I want to thank our guest again, Brandon, for joining us today. And we'll catch you guys next time here on Big Stats Idol Hour. Peace.